Today's speaker is one of my favorite people, Hugo McCord. His message today is on one of the most loved passages in all the Bible, the 23rd Psalm.
What an exalted privilege is mine to be able to study with you the Shepherd's Psalm, everybody's favorite, Psalm 23. A psalm, a poem that goes back 3,000 years. We can advance in many things and improve, but we have to look back to things that are old, for that those things that are solid that will keep building us up. Psalm 23. There are 150 psalms within the book called the Psalter, the Book of Psalms, but one of them, number 23, is everybody's favorite. It's called the Nightingale among the Psalms, and it's given people comfort for 3,000 years. It's wiped away more tears than any other portion of God's book. So I have quite a privilege to get to study that with you a little while this morning. But it's been misused. The devil has seen to it that this beautiful poem has been misused. There are those that use this psalm and give a false comfort to people. Each one of us needs to think about this. Psalm 23, the shepherd's psalm, that involves a sheep. That sheep must be a human being. And so, each one of us needs to investigate, am I a sheep or not? For religiously, every one of us is either a sheep or a goat. You remember Jesus' language in Matthew 25:31, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all of His holy angels with Him. Then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory, and before Him should be gathered all the nations. You and I will be in that group. Before Him should be gathered all the nations. What's He going to do? Then He shall separate them one from another. How, Lord? As a shepherd separates, divides his sheep from his goats. Oh, then He's not talking about animals. He's talking about human beings. In the Lord's eyes, then, religiously, each one of us right now is either a sheep or a goat. And if a goat tries to get comfort and assurance from Psalm 23, he's misusing it. He has a false comfort given to him. It won't come. For all those goats depart ye cursed into everlasting fire. So it becomes imperative as one begins the study of this psalm. Am I a sheep? Am I a goat? How can I really get comfort from it? Well, how does one become a sheep in God's sight? Well, the good shepherd says, John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. It's that simple. And what are his commandments to become a sheep? Except ye believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. John 8:24, and thus faith is essential. Is that all, Lord? No, he has said, Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. How does one become a sheep biblically? Simply by believing in Jesus, repenting of his sins, and being baptized into the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, each one of us who has done those commandments, the Lord says, you're one of my sheep. But if one has not done those commandments, he's a goat religiously. Now, I attended a funeral service. It was a small town. Everybody knew the fellow who had died was a town's drunkard, member of no church. But the pastor for this funeral service to give comfort to the bereaved said this man was a good neighbor, good Christian, and he read the 23rd Psalm to give comfort to that bereaved family. That's a misuse of this precious passage of Scripture. For religiously, that man was a goat. And we need to examine it carefully if we're going to know what's what in religion. So, after you and I have really studied the matter and found out whether you and I are sheep in God's sight, then there's a second thing that needs to be considered along that line. For unfortunately, the old devil As a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, has his bag of tricks, and we're not ignorant of his devices, 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11. And one of his devices is to work on the sheep. He's not worried about the goats, to work on the sheep. And subtly he makes some of them believe, once a sheep, always a sheep. Once in grace, always in grace. You've got it made. Ah, it's true that once a sheep, always a sheep. Yes, you never will be a goat again. Out of the church, out of the kingdom, an alien. You'll always be one who has been in fellowship. You have been a sheep. But he says, look at this. All we like sheep have gone astray. Isaiah 53:7. It's possible for a sheep, not talking about goats now, but a sheep, a saved person, to go astray. Hebrews 3:12, take heed, lest there be in any one of you, sheep he's talking to, in any one of you, an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. And so, one needs to check all the Bible as it begins to say the 23rd Psalm. Now, John 10, verse 27, my sheep, look, not his bad sheep, not his erring sheep, backsliding sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, thank God. He knows your name. He's on your side. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Yes, that's the test of a good sheep. And to them such a blessing is given. I give them everlasting life, they shall never perish. And no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. My Father who given them me is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. That passage has been misused too. Now it's possible for me to walk out of his hand. And it's as Hebrews 3:12. And it's possible for me so to misbehave as a sheep that he will eject me. Revelation 3:16. I will spew them out of my mouth, says the Lord. So all these things rightfully need to be considered before one opens the book of God and studies those precious verses of Psalm 23. Then, when one begins the study of it, realizing he is a sheep, and he's doing his best to follow him and to be a good sheep, that's the person who can get confidence and assurance and comfort in life and in death from Psalm 23. One time, an expert speaker with a Ph.D. degree in public speaking stood before an audience and read the 23rd Psalm. He did it with so much expertise, with such good voice modulation and gestures. Everyone sat in rapt attention at the man's performance. Then the expert reader pointed to an old man sitting on the front seat. I'd like for you to get up here and read the 23rd Psalm. The old man had never done a thing like that. But he came forward. He opened his Bible. He began to read the 23rd Psalm with a cracked voice. When he had finished, there was not a dry eye in the audience. Everyone had been touched by the reading of the old gentleman. And the Ph.D. noticed the great difference in the reaction to the two readings. But honest man he was. He got the fact before the audience and said, I can see the great difference between the reaction of my reading and this gentleman's reading. And I think I know the difference. He said, I read to you according to the laws of public expression and public speaking, and I know I did a good job of it. But he said, I was just reading a poem. But this gentleman knows the shepherd. This gentleman knows the shepherd. He says, I can see the difference. And that's where you and I come in if we are sheep, and if we are trying to be good sheep. Do we know the shepherd? These simple verses anyone can memorize, anyone can read, but really, not everyone is ready for the 23rd Psalm. It's not for everybody. It's for a select few. Camel cigarettes. Advertised several years ago when other companies trying to get as much nicotine and coal tar out of their products as possible to make them more appealing, Camels knew that people really wanted that nicotine and tar for the impact in their bodies. For some reason, didn't want to give it up. And they advertised, Camels are not for everybody, leaving the impression that if you're weak and effeminate and you don't want to really be masculine and be a man, you can take the other brand. Camels are just for robust people. Camels are not for everybody. Well, now, away from that crude illustration, Psalm 23 is not for everybody. We've already found it's not for goats. We've already found it's not for backsliding sheep. It's only for that select few who look upon the Lord as their shepherd, and they have something going with Him day by day. My God and I walked in the fields together. You too have something going together. You and your God. Indeed, this is one way to read the 23rd Psalm, and it gives a lot of comfort. When one thinks about the shepherd, the Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But that's not the way to read it. In that reading, I emphasize the shepherd. Good comes from that kind of reading, but it wasn't meant to be read that way. I emphasize the 10 personal pronouns that referred to the shepherd, both in the third and the second person. But someone said the way to read that psalm is to make yourself a sheep and to think about you only for the moment. You're not trying to be selfish, but we are all, in some way, self-centered. I want to go to heaven if nobody else goes. That's the way you feel about it, and you ought to. This psalm is a picture of one sheep talking. Now emphasize the reading of those pronouns referred to the sheep. Did I say there were 10 in reference to shepherd? Right. But you count them? There are 17 in reference to the sheep. So let's try to get into the spirit of it, and you be a sheep and say it with me. The Lord's my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup overfloweth. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord through I. Yes, you'd like for everybody to go to heaven, but you want to be in heaven. One man, a Dallas preacher, said, if there's nobody going to heaven but one man from Texas, I'm going to be that man. He had the right spirit, and with him, that meant the universe, of course. Texans feel that way about it, but that spirit is right. Nothing matters if you've lost heaven. So the idea of the one sheep is central in the study of the 23rd Psalm. It does not begin with a plurality, as Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength. It's right at times to think collectively in the whole body of Christ. But there's also the rightness of thinking of one individual. And that's this psalm. And so the sheep is saying, the Lord is my shepherd. He's going to take care of me. I do not understand how God can be particularly and personally interested in every sheep, so many there are. But that's His business. He's all-powerful.
There is the picture of a parent learning it that way. For I saw a mother with a baby in her arms having three other children, older of course. She said, "This baby means as much to me as all the rest put together." In myself, I thought she's being prejudiced. She knew what I was thinking. And then she said, "There's Paul, the oldest, and I think as much of him as all the rest put together." And with each one of them, see, I began to get the idea. That's the way my God thinks about me if I am a good sheep. That's the way he thinks about you. And that's the way the sheep knew it. And on the hillsides of Palestine, once a day, a sheep leaves the other sheep and walks over to the shepherd sitting under a tree or standing. He nudges up against his leg, and the shepherd calls him by name. It's not American shepherds, no. He calls him a name, he pats him on the head, he rubs him behind the ears, and the sheep goes back again to the flock, and he's content. He restoreth my soul. He gives him a new lift on life. No, he doesn't go forward and confess sins every 3 months to be restored. Nay, the good sheep is renewed day by day. Every morning you renew yourself inside of you, a renewal day by day. For though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:14. That is something about the 23rd Psalm and how close it can come to your heart and make you what you ought to be. It's an Old Testament passage, yes. It's not in the New Testament, no. But its teachings are New Testament teachings. And this idea, I failed to mention a while ago, 22 of the New Testament books are written to sheep. 22 of them to try to keep them being good sheep. To try to get them to be in the philosophy of Psalm 23. For it's a false hope to many, but it's an abiding comfort to those who are good sheep in His sight. We are thankful for the treasure that comes to us. And thus, day by day, when you spend time with God's book, then you can be as happy as David was or any Jew back in those days. For God loved people then, He loves you now. He loves all people. And He would like for everybody to be a sheep. And oh, how good it would be if any one of you, not now a sheep, would decide, "Today I want to become a sheep." You can if you want to. It's up to you. And if you've been a bad sheep, how ashamed you ought to be. Someone loves you so. And heaven is displeased as long as you stay a backslider or a sheep going astray. But there's joy in heaven over one sheep, one sinner, who turns and comes back. And he's watching, the angels are watching. But it's you that counts personally. Because someday you're going to be separated into good and bad sheep. And then fall away forever. Depart to everlasting. But those are ugly words, harsh words. Bishop James Pike was one who died in the Valley of the Shadow, walking in that chasm. The picture of David's sheep walking to the Valley of the Shadow, but coming out into a place that's prepared to eat, to be taken care of. We're thankful the good Lord knows about us. And is interested in providing a table. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies for this life and the life to come.